Yo, so the opinions and views expressed on this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Yeah, welcome back.
We're back.
Future Bachelor.
Ooh, baby, oh, yeah. I'm never going to get this song out of my head, Loki.
You want to start it off with a vibe. You feeling that?
I feel like I should be on a beach.
Yo, look, the sun is still out. This is the first time we're doing a podcast with the sun out.
I know.
All right. I just really like that intro. I hope you guys enjoy it.
What
adding
song
music
is that, Sai?
Oh, it's called...
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Yeah, so
give me your best like radio.
You are now listening to Future Bachelor, and that was Ooh Baby I Love Your Way, brought to you by the best of Big Mountain. Up next we got Veronica, and I'm Sai.
Woo! Hey everybody.
Yeah. Wow, we're back. Sorry. So I figured out how to add music into our podcast while we're doing it and everything, so I got a little excited. I just watched Jumanji and that song was in it, and I got kind of obsessed with
it. Wait, like the OG Jumanji?
No.
The new one?
The new Jumanji.
So that's why you're asking if I watch it, besides the fact that I love Nick Jonas.
Yeah, you were talking about Nick Jonas, and he's in it, so I was like...
I love Nick Jonas. You know, yeah. I almost did see it just for him.
Well, there's like, this one, like, I don't want to spoil it, but there's this, like, one scene where it's, like,
I mean,
my favorite scene.
The movie's been out forever, so...
Spoiler alert, one of the scenes, she does, like, one of her skills is dance fighting.
Yeah.
And so she, like, tries to, like... I don't know. I don't want to give the movie away. She fights to the song, and it's pretty dope, and she kicks ass. So.
Okay, well, maybe now I have to watch it.
It's pretty good. I mean, just for the fact
that you get
to see The Rock and Kevin Hart and all these people together.
I do love them. Yeah. I love them all.
Well, Future Bachelor, guys, thank you guys for sticking around with us. If you're listening right now, thank you.
Yeah, geez.
I cannot believe it, but we're back and we're doing things a little differently, and we're just gonna act like there hasn't been a whole lot of behind the scenes stuff, but
but that'd be a lie, but
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. So this is what we're doing. We're doing it, right? All right, well,
I'm Veronica.
And this is Future Bachelor. And what are we talking about today? Anything, really? The Bachelor's not on right now.
No.
We watched all of it. We actually did record every episode, but we didn't put them out. And it was for reasons, but now we're just going to put these out.
Now we're going to just do this. We're going to have, I mean, you guys
we'll talk about Bachelor. Yeah. Like, we have Bachelor news and all that stuff,
yeah,
but we're not going to
could...
do the whole recap thing at the moment. Maybe when the show start back up, we might start that back up. But we're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about new music, pop culture, what's going on, dates, love, life. You know, Veronica's got a lot of that going on.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying there's not a lot of that going on over here. Maybe we could figure that out on Future Bachelor.
Yeah,
That's probably why I'm the Future Bachelor.
Yeah, maybe we should like set you up. Maybe we need to start doing some tips.
Okay,
like,
I'm not so hating this idea.
Ooh. Get you a lady friend.
I love lady friends.
Me too.
Well, I mean.
For you, yeah. I mean, I love ladies.
I got to get them past the friends thing, though.
Yeah.
Well, they can be my friends. But
yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I think that's like the thing. I'm just like realizing right now that like I like having friends, girlfriends, you know what I'm saying?
Hi me, hi.
Also, I just don't know how to be like a dick anymore. Like, you know, like juggling multiple girls and stuff. Like, and I just don't like, I don't know. I'd rather not date a girl and get her hopes up and stuff. And
that's real.
You know,
I mean, hey,
I still feel like a
growth.
Dick. I guess. I don't know. I don't think that's healthy. I mean, what is a healthy like dating life like?
I mean, I
for
guess
a single
it
man.
I guess it kind of depends on the person, and it depends on your own personal, like, what you're looking for, what your goals are, things like that. I mean, like, I don't think it's, like, unhealthy to be seeing multiple people, but I also don't think it's, like, unhealthy to not be seeing multiple people. I think it really depends on, like, what you're doing, what your vibe is, and, you know, just like,
I don't know. I feel like when I come home from work, like I really want to just like do like creative stuff, like a podcast or like make music or something. And it's just like, I know the second I implement a girl that I actually like into it, it's going to be that much
kind of messy. Yeah. Because you'll want to give her time and
yeah. And that's a big part about it too. It's not like that. I feel like I would want to be able to give a girl the attention that she deserves. So I just don't think I can do that right now.
No, that's real.
But
I mean, yeah, I went on 2 dates this past weekend.
2? Holy crap. I know. How do you get 2 dates?
I don't know.
Just line them up. You're like, yeah, well, I got something going on Friday night, so yeah. Saturday will work.
There was 1 week, not this past November, but the November before, oh, October. Not this past October, but the October before.
October 17.
So, no, October.
16.
Yeah, where I went on.
Hold on a second. That's real life. you want one?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Because they're all for me.
Yeah. But there is a week that I literally went on 8 dates. And I, to this day, I still
That's two. You didn't went on 2 in 1 day.
Yeah.
What was that? Like a weekend? Like a lunch thing? And
went actually, no. It was like a Wednesday. And I like went straight.
You're like, hey, lunch date.
I went straight to like drinks with one guy. And actually, he ended up being like the better. And I like actually dated him for probably a couple months after that.
Oh, wow.
And then I said, hey, I actually got to get going, blah, 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 whatever. I don't even remember my excuse. But I just was like, hey, I really got to get going. It was so nice. We should like do this again sometime because I really liked him.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, totally. No worries. And
he probably wouldn't want to do it again if you knew you were going to another guy. No. After him.
And well, and I went to, and the other guy that I went to was the Apple store guy that I had helped me with my new phone.
Mm.
And like he was really cute and really nice and like flirted with me and then like, you know, asked me out. And like we went out to get ice cream and then that turned into like him pretty much like steering the conversation to a really political way and like just telling me that what I was saying was wrong.
Oh, geez.
About stuff that I had like actually experienced. And yeah. I was like, so like then that date lasted maybe an hour.
So you should have tried to.
I wish I, you know, yeah. A part of me was like, dang, I wish I didn't go to that date. I wish that didn't ever happen.
Well, life's about a bunch of ifs and what ifs, you know, yeah. I don't know if that's the same, but it sounded right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's good. I mean, I would date if it wasn't so like, I don't know, right now it just feels
no,
like
no, it's
not
hard.
Right.
I actually like, I let down one of the dudes that I went on a date with this past weekend because like I wasn't really vibing with him. And also I was just like, yo, like, I don't really know if I'm it, like, I don't really know, like if I really can date right now. I feel like I'm trying to like better myself in a lot of different ways, yeah. Or like try to do a bunch of different stuff for myself. And I have like a lot of stuff on my own plate that I feel like a lot of times I like just go to dating as a distraction because it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it's,
you know, you're probably good at it. You know, good conversation,
yeah.
Fun time.
Oh yeah, I'm a great conversation.
Yeah, I mean obviously you're yeah. My co-host on my podcast,
yeah.
So
but
I hope
yeah.
You are. But no, I mean like I just think like, you know, if the right girl is gonna come into my life, like it's just gonna feel right and it's
exactly.
Not gonna feel like I'm trying.
Or, trying exactly.
You know, it's just gonna.
That's where I'm at.
I'm hoping. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
But it is awkward. Like, I'm the only one that's, like, single and around everybody. Everyone's got boyfriends or girlfriends
or
wives.
Or, like, yeah, or, like, married
significant
or
others.
Engaged.
So, like, the holidays, they're all just like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I bring my buddy?
Yeah.
My buddy Mike?
Yeah. No, like, I literally.
You're like, are you gay? I'm like, no. Well, I don't.
And, like,
don't
who
know.
Cares? Like, and who cares if I work? But, yeah, no, my. Like, I've been, like, you know, trying to pimp myself out as, like, just a fun platonic wedding date since, like, wedding season is upon us.
Yeah.
And because I'm a really
good. Oh, you're one of those that just, like, invites random people and they're like, damn, I have to pay for this extra plate. Right?
I mean.
Put it like that.
I mean, no. I mean, if I get a +1, then I'm going to use it.
Yeah. Okay.
Or if my friend, my best friend last fall invited me, even though she has a boyfriend, invited me as her +1
to
the wedding that she was in because she knew that I would be fine hanging out with the other bridesmaids' boyfriends and stuff.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend was like brand new. Like at that time, her boyfriend was like pretty new in her life. And she was just like,
not ready to show him off.
Well, and he had never really met any of the people that were going to be at this wedding. Whoa. And she knew that I had met.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's really nice.
Okay.
He's great to her.
I was about to be like, loser.
No, okay. But no, he's great and everything. But she's all like, he won't know anybody there. You'll know some people there, and also like you're just not shy, so you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so like I'm a great wedding date.
I am too.
Let it be known, listeners,
dude,
if you need a wedding date,
weddings are my thing.
Weddings
I'm
are
so
also
good.
My
you want me to meet parents? I'm just like, yo, what's yeah. up, folks? What's up, mom? What's up, dad?
Think about if like we were wedding dates, like we would just oh my god, we would just tear it up.
It would literally be like Wedding Crashers, like you know when they're like
yeah.
feeding the bride and the
we
groom
would,
the
yeah.
cake.
Yeah, we would literally tear it up. We would be like, first ones on the dance floor. Like,
Speaking of which, I went to a birthday party the other day, and it was at one of these like karaoke rooms.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it was really fun, but I was like, of course, like the first one to grab the mic.
Really?
Singing. Guess what
Surprising.
I sang?
Surprising. What did you say?
I sang Shape If You Find That Shit.
For anybody who actually like follows our Spotify playlist, which you should, yeah. It's Future Bachelor podcast, you should see that's one of our songs because like we listen to it / sing to it.
Well, I just released that video that
all the
I
time.
Did.
Yes, you did.
That shit went live.
It was good.
It's probably like the most views I've gotten. Like it was like over 2,000 in like a couple
days.
Yeah,
that was really
like,
good, dude.
Thanks. I think I'm going to do more. Do like a cover version, like making the beat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much I grabbed the mic, was the first one to sing, get everyone going, but you put a microphone in my hand, it's over. I felt like I was
honestly
hosting it.
Yeah.
Like it was like, yeah, next up, you know, we got Melissa.
And they're like, Sai, get off the mic.
Yeah. No, yeah, finally, I mean, I don't know. I was like harmonizing with some girl, like Ooh. Staying on tables and stuff. It was fun. I love karaoke.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. What else is going on? What else are we doing?
You know,
what's going on in today's news, like in the last week and stuff? There's been like,
well, I mean, love is a lie is what I've learned, because
why?
Channing Tatum and Aww. Jenna Dewan Tatum are separating.
Well, what's her she have like a hyphen in her name?
Yeah, Dewan, I guess not anymore if they're Ooh. Separating. Which like there's already memes of like people being all like, oh, Channing Tatum and Jenna are like separating, and it's already got the memes of like all single girls in America like looking around like being like, what? Like, let's see. Like there's already those. And
what do you
I'm
think
like,
it is? Like, what do you think? They're just over it?
I mean, they
just how it is, like
they released a statement, and it was like, you know, very coded, and it was very
like,
much
very
so like,
lovingly separating.
Like, we're lovingly separating. Like, we're best friends who feel like we need to, you know.
Well, what they met and fell in love on.
On the in the Step Up movie.
Step Up.
Which is a classic, and I'm probably going to watch it sometime in the next day or two.
And cry.
And cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And probably eat some ice cream, because I just got off.
They're like
of,
watching him like sweat yeah. and dance through with ice cream.
Well, I just got off of being on Whole 30, and so like I'm reintroducing foods.
You look
I,
great, by the way.
Thank you. Are you like just saying that to say that?
Well, maybe.
Oh,
but
wow.
You look great.
I mean,
no one can see you. I wanted to make sure they saw like through the. You look great, Veronica. Oh, I should have just said yes. No, see, I was like so close to being like. That's why I'm the future bachelor. I got to work on this stuff.
Yeah.
There'll be sound effects eventually. I'll like, you know, have all that right
yeah
here,
the but, little soundboard yeah. But yeah, no, so I have to reintroduce stuff slowly, so I haven't the couple of things that I still need to reintroduce are dairy
mm-hmm.
and then last is gluten grains, so like, you know, regular bread and
so
flour.
Are you like done with it?
So like I'm done like with the 30 days, and then you reintroduce stuff, so I'm about to reintroduce dairy I think tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, I actually just been watching I have my friend Dustin, what's up? He actually just came back on social media after like disappearing for a year. Mm. And we used to do music together. Actually, both interned together at Power
95.3. Oh.
So pretty much you know, he came back on social media, and he started talking about being vegan and just like feeling good and stuff, and it just like he's like suggested some documentaries to watch and some
yeah.
things to read.
Which documentaries though?
There was one called Earthlings, which okay. was like pretty interesting, like, you know, it's just talking about, you know, not wanting to eat meat or like anything that's like animal based, like just saying like every living thing is like deserves to live.
Yeah.
I know, you know, I don't know, it's kind of a crazy, really extreme thing, but like people live off of, and there's like really good vegan food, you know.
There
I mean?
Is, yeah. One of my best friends in high school was longtime vegan, and she like made really incredible vegan food, and she made incredible vegan baked goods.
Yeah, if anything, it would be just because like I'm just trying to grow up and like not leave the world like a worse place.
Are you gonna be a vegan?
You know, it's hard. Like I can't just like, all right, now I'm drinking a beer. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't.
Some beers.
So, like, those are things I have
beers
to learn.
Beers are vegans. A lot of them are.
Maybe.
Not all.
I don't
Hashtag
know.
Not all.
There's just like a lot of things like cheeses and like well, yeah. things. And
I don't think I could personally be vegan. Just because like, I know this, I've watched plenty of documentaries about how meat is bad for the environment and things like that, but I just know in my heart that that is what I love, and like I'd rather like to live my life fully.
Yeah. No, this thing is, it's like I completely, it's not like I would want that, but the thing is, the reason why I feel like I would want to become vegan, it'd be so hard, but like it'd be because he inspired me. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's the way change happens.
Exactly.
If like,
yeah.
And if I change, maybe I inspire somebody else. And it's like, that's the only true answer of like making change, is by like inspiring people one at a time. You know?
I agree.
So.
And I agree about being like mindful about how you're getting your food.
Yeah, I don't want to just be like, I'm vegan. I'm done today.
Especially because like you could be a vegan, but you could be like a really crappy vegan that like.
They call them like junk food vegan.
Yeah. Because like it's really easy to be a vegan and then just eat like French fries.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm vegan, but then like you're not actually like helping yourself or anything else really truly at that point. So it's like, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of ways to,
I think, you know, it's the animal thing. Like I just see these videos and I'm just like, damn, like, and I know they're just like pumping out these like animals, but like I think we talked about not getting into these type of topics, but like
here we are
one way or another. I don't know. And also just like eating healthier, like it's just something that I've wanted to do and stuff. So if I can like save like living things and also be healthy, and it's something I'd like to work towards. So documentaries can definitely scare you into some things though.
Yeah, well, some documentaries,
there's another one I was watching, Cowspiracy.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of Netflix stuff.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure because there's one that's out there that I forget what it's called, but like a lot of people watched it and were like posting about it like, oh my god,
I think I know which one you're talking
and
about.
And like it's most of it, it's pretty much like mostly like not based in fact, or it's like just a gross exaggerations. And
Joe Rogan talks about it on his podcast. I think it was like that one where he's like, oh, a lot of those facts aren't true. And
and it's, so it's just like, you know, just another thing of being like, don't believe everything you watch here, whatever. Like you really have to. And I think it's just like people in general just need to be mindful about like how they consume media products.
Yeah.
Anything.
Boom.
Bam. Tie that up with a nice little knot.
Hell yeah. But that bow is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's
satin.
Yeah. So I'm adding Baby I Love Your Way right now to the future Bachelor playlist. I don't want to forget.
Don't forget, because it's such a jam.
Yeah. You guys can find us on Spotify. It's going to be dope. I want to shout out to Courtney, C-Money. I don't know. Can we look up our rate or like our comments and stuff right now on iTunes?
Yeah.
I gotta see. Like, I want to shout out some people, but while I'm looking that up, what else was happening?
Okay,
we were talking about the viral stuff.
Viral stuff. So this yodeling kid in Walmart, it's been passed around the internet. Oh my god! Yes. Okay, everybody needs to find this on Twitter, find this on the internet somewhere, and listen to it.
It's actually pretty good.
But like only in a Walmart would this happen.
I feel like I've seen this before. Is this new? Brand new?
It's like relatively new.
Is he on Ellen yet? Or
I don't know. It's a good question.
I know Ellen's gonna get him.
But like listening to this original version is great.
Who do they convince to be like, yo, you gotta hear my son? Damn, this is a 3-minute video.
But only, this would only happen in a Walmart. Like only in a Walmart would people be standing and watching to a kid yodel in the middle of the aisle like it's normal. Pretty sure it's Walmart.
Kids like, tall as hell for a little kid.
But and then there's been
why is he dressed like that? Like, where is he coming from? A competition?
I don't know. Yeah, was he at a yodel? Like, I want to know more about this kid. Like, I am expecting like a BuzzFeed long read on this. I'm expecting some sort of explainer. I need to know. You know. And there's been dance remixes. I really like.
I think I saw one on Silent that made me laugh. That was pretty funny. It was like a girl being like, after watching the yodel kid video like 100 times and actually starting to enjoy
dancing.
She was breaking down.
I know, but like they literally have a dance remix like to like. It's like, I want you to find it. Find it if you can. Because
what is it called?
I don't, just look up yodel kid, like yodel yodeling kid dance remix.
Kid dance remix.
Because
what did it look like?
There was a video of it. I think I saw it on Instagram. That's not what I want.
Walmart kid in that fly kid. Yodi lady do
di di do. Are you about to freestyle to the
know.
Yodeling?
I don't know.
Kid
maybe that's something we do on the Future Bachelor. I don't know.
But
if the ladies like it.
Oh, God. But, like, that song slaps.
Yeah, it's like. Yo, that should go through. People, like, can sample anything. That's sick.
I know.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny.
At least that's, like, joyful, you know?
Well, I mean, I think he's pretty good for as much. Like, I don't know if people are making fun of it or what. But,
I mean, I think people were sort of making fun of it, but then there was, okay. Let me find the thread, because it was actually my coworker Zach who originally showed it to me. He's like, "Have you seen the Yodeling Kid?" And I was
Zach.
Zach.
Okay.
Not Zach.
Okay.
Zach, my radio homie, and he was like, "Who sent it to me?" And like, honestly, I think what's the best part is that like the original like I think tweet of it. No, yeah, it's a Walmart. What you talking about? You can see the Walmart.
No, I knew it was Walmart. It just looked like the shelves. They don't look like the Walmart side.
But then the best part of it is like honestly the thread of the people like I'm on the 10th list and I'm kind of enjoying it. And then this is my favorite one. She called me sweet daddy and like look at this woman on the bus. So like find the tweet by his. It's at local. Nemo NIMO and that it's like hilarious because the people who are responding to this video,
the comments on some of these things sometimes are funnier than the actual video itself. Like,
honestly,
literally, I sometimes will like read the comments, like sometimes they're so much funnier than the video itself. Like,
they're so funny.
People are funny.
Like Twitter, like honestly, people sometimes like bash on Twitter because they're like, I just keep seeing awful news about
the
world.
Speaking of bashing on Twitter, we'll get back into some Bachelor news. Ari. April Fools.
Oh, God. Ari is such a mess. Like, honestly, Ari needs to just disappear because all of America does not like him.
Well, I mean, all right, so I guess we can get into a little bit of the finale and all that stuff. Like, last time we talked to him, it was, like, just the beginning of the Bachelor season. Obviously, we know what happened now.
Yeah, so, like...
What happened on the end of that season?
Okay,
right?
So he proposes to Becca, and, like, they're together for, what is it, like, a month, maybe? And he... pretty much like goes and tells her, like they set it up like they're gonna have like some sort of romantic weekend together, because you know it's
like a two-part after the rose.
Yeah, because the whole, you have to remember that when like, you know, even like after they're engaged and stuff, like then they have to wait and in hiding and stuff until the season is like aired and everything like that, and they're able to come out and be like, yo, we're together. So like he framed it like they were gonna go to the secret weekend, and she was so excited and everything, like she was totally living it up, like they had all their little videos and stuff of them right after they got engaged, like being like, we're loving each other, blah. And then he like for freaking like 40 minutes breaks up with her.
Yeah, they did like a crazy like split screen thing.
They're like unedited, all of the cameras.
It was super
showing
awkward,
everything.
But I'm like actually happy they showed it all, because
so then I guess you couldn't see, like you wouldn't be like, okay, they edited.
It couldn't be up for misinterpretation.
Yeah, which is fine. Which is like, and
like
that
I
was,
mean, if they didn't film it, it'd be way worse. I feel like
that was Ari's Ari's argument, and like. Becca.
But why did he pick Becca? It was his parents. It was his parents that like were like, I like Becca.
Yeah, and Becca went on to be like, okay, I guess I sort of see his reasoning, but also like that was painful because like he was like, okay, we're gonna film it, he didn't handle it correctly like at all.
I think, you know what was the weirdest part, I think, was the switch between her like having to seem like she was upset to actually like being very happy she was gonna be the next Bachelorette. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like she would have to be, she was like, you know, well, and all of a sudden she's like, let's get it started, yo.
But like, I mean, she was pissed, but I think like at that point when they were doing like, you know, the like
they had to make her a Bachelorette.
Like, and also at that point, like it's been a while. It's been months since that happened.
True.
And so like she's probably like been like, whatever, that sucks a lot. Like But I feel like if you're someone who's trying to, especially like with based on her personality that I've seen on TV, mm-hmm. she just seems like someone who's like really just always genuinely looking for the best in people. And like that crushed her. But then I think she's like, all right, well, time for me to just like move along, because like I can't just, you know, be sad all the time.
Well,
upset.
Apparently after that, this is April Fool's and now
he's with Lauren. Yeah. And he posted a tweet of like some chick with blonde hair holding her belt, her like little baby pregnant belly, and being all like, we've got a bunny in the oven, and tagged Lauren in it. And then, you know, a couple minutes or however long later, it was like, April Fools.
Backlash begins.
Backlash begins. So people, you know, tweeted at him being like, well, first of all, nobody likes Ari at this point of the game. Like, let's be real. And people were all tweeting at him.
Come on, be better than that. It's not a joke for many struggling families to get pregnant. It's extremely expensive and it's heartbreaking. I wish nothing but the best for Ari and Lauren, but this is not funny. It's cruel.
Yeah, it's so that was the general tone of a lot of the backlash.
This is a joke. It's very poor taste, but you don't have a good track record on decision making.
I mean, he doesn't. But
So then he came back and he was like, sorry if you were offended, but we are really making a Dutch baby.
He's like, yeah. And then he said, I do have sympathy. Like his final apology tweet was, I do have sympathy for a woman struggling from infertility. My April Fool's prank was no way to meant to offend women who struggle with that. I apologize if you were affected personally by my post. And then he got even more backlash because he used the wrong effect.
I had an ex-girlfriend that used to always like catch me on that stuff. She's like, it's affect. I'm like, yes, you know what I mean.
So like, that would be me though.
Whatever.
Me like in your life. Like I'm a grammar police kind of gal.
I feel you. I'm still learning.
But I thought it was just so AP funny knowledge. That then people were like blowing him up, being all like, oh, you can't even spell. You're good for nothing.
I thought they were off social media. Like I don't understand what.
Yeah, I know.
Is.
I'm like, get if you're gonna be all like, oh, we're taking time off, blah blah.
They seem like very sinister together. As happy as they seem together, they seem like very like.
It's the Lauren B complex, I think. You know how like Ben Higgins and his Lauren B like did like kind of also did this song and dance where they're all like, oh, blah blah blah, we're taking time to ourselves, but then I went and had a TV show.
Well,
and whatever.
I don't know.
And then
Lauren
they
B kind of came out like it's like it feels like them against the world, which it might be, but it's very interesting. He went through the show and he seems like he's very happy with his choice at the end of the day. So I guess it worked.
I think he has a type because they showed
it. But that was a very, like, very, I wasn't really into that season. I'm hoping the next season's way better.
I'm excited for Becca as the Bachelorette.
It's going to be good.
As a heterosexual woman, I tend to like the Bachelorette seasons a little bit better.
Let me say something like this. I think she went on Ellen or something like that. Obviously, I think Becca went on, a lot of these girls went on Ari's season hoping it was going to be Peter.
Yeah.
From Rachel's season.
I mean, that's Becca, Becca M, like, said that. She has joked about that on social media a lot.
She was, like, topless and painting, like, Peter and stuff like that. She's like, my sorry attempt.
So funny. It's so funny. I love her.
But, yeah, so putting this together, I saw Becca on Ellen afterwards, and Ellen was like, I heard you have a celebrity crush, and she has a celebrity crush on Michael Strahan. And she's like, why do you like Michael Strahan? She's like, because of the gap in his tooth. So she definitely went on originally for...
Interesting.
Yeah, right?
Why didn't I watch
Which this? Also is like, her celebrity crush is African-American. So I really think we're going to see
diversity.
A lot.
Yeah. Let's go.
So, yo, if they pick... It would be crazy if, like, they end up picking up a black bachelor.
Like, if it would be a
brown bachelor.
Finally.
I want to be the first brown bachelor. Like I should have went on this season.
Yeah, I know, because they're like filming right now.
Sorry, I'm chasing checks.
They're almost gonna they're almost gonna be done filming this season. Like they've been going on dates and
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Because when does it premiere? May.
Yeah, it goes pretty fast afterwards. So, but anyways, it should be a pretty good season. I'm really looking forward for this season. I like knowing the person and getting to know them a little bit, like having back history from the previous season. I like that formula.
Yeah.
So yeah, pick when they picked Arya, it was just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. So let's I'm excited about that.
So yeah, man. Pretty much, you know, Ari messed up with his tweets and stuff.
Oh my god, are you gonna just keep playing?
I love this kid.
Oh my god. You know who I love more than this kid
who?
Though? Ben Higgins.
Oh, why?
Because he's beautiful and adorable and cares about people.
Yeah, but okay, so Ben Higgins ended up leaving the Bachelor Games.
Yeah, yeah. So like he has I have to find it. I'm like so upset actually because he is coming to my alma mater, which is University of Missouri, Mizzou. Go Tigers. Okay, I don't know what that was supposed to be.
I'm sorry, I'm not a sports guy.
I know you're not.
But like, I'm not an animal interpreter.
I don't know what that was. Okay, but he's coming to Mizzou because so he has like his company that he helped like co-found called Generous Coffee. And so, like, it's like a social purpose company. So, like, it gives, I don't really know what.
Best part of waking up
is Generous Coffee in your cup. Okay.
I think Folgers is going to be really pissed.
Okay, so blah, blah, blah. So, they sell coffee. I think it, like, you know, helps people in Africa.
I think it helps people in Africa. Good thing you're not his spokesperson.
I mean, I've only seen some stuff. I know they've done like. I know they've done like some stuff. I'm just like trying to find it. But so he's coming to Mizzou to do like a whole little talk and stuff with the Mizzou for Malawi organization that like helps with doing social causes for Malawi and like helping kids.
Wow,
there and
this
stuff
kid
like
is
that.
This kid just trying to like make every girl fall in love
like,
with him?
And I'm screaming. I'm screaming because I want to be there.
How does Ben make you feel?
He's a Cubs. Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Every day, yeah, yeah.
He makes me feel just like that. Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Every day. Oh, Ben Higgins.
But he's a Cubs fan. He cares about people. He's super cute. And I feel like, you know, his heart is still
broken. Yo, I think that's going to be our goal. We're going to get Ben Higgins on this show.
Yeah.
I like him. I'll let him on the show.
You'll let him on? Wow. Thanks, dude. He does
just
a,
for you.
I think he does a show with Ashley I still. They do like their own podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, blah, blah. Oh, so they make jobs for people with these coffee. Because like, it's a coffee company, but it's like, you know, it helps like employ people in Guatemala mostly, it looks like.
Oh wow.
So which like, you know, underprivileged areas. So like that's great. It's called Generous Coffee.
Drink some.
I don't even like coffee.
Shameless
anymore.
Plug.
Watch me like go buy this now.
What was I gonna say? So what else has been going on in the news this week?
I mean
there's been a lot of social media stuff, like Facebook's under fire, Snapchat's under fire.
Yes.
They've been messing up left and right.
I'm team.
You just getting off of social media or?
I wish. It's kind of, my job kind of entails a lot of social media.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like I can't like, I know when people always like, cause I'm a Catholic and like Lent just ended cause it was Easter last weekend.
Yeah.
And
like, I'm giving up.
And I'm giving up social media. And I'm like, wow, good for you. Like I quite literally cannot do that. Like I have to be on it for my job. And also like some of my friends primarily contact me via, Instagram messaging.
My mom called shout me a out pagan.
Shout out to David Pate because he literally almost only contacts me via Instagram.
Well, that's a new way of DMing. He's sliding.
No, do not say that.
He slid in DMs. No, but yeah, I was called a pagan by my mom this Easter because I didn't go to church.
My mom texted me. And my brothers.
I used to be like, yeah, mom, I went to church. But I'm like, mom, do you want me to lie to you on Easter? Like, yeah. I'm calling you.
My mom texted my brothers and me being all like, happy Easter to my little bunnies, blah, blah, blah. Like, go to church today. And I was like, yeah. And as a good Catholic girl, I did go to church, and I went to like the evening mass, and it was practically empty, and I felt like, I was like, look at me go.
Look at me go.
And I felt like, you know, felt like a really good girl. And I even got like the little bulletin that they hand to you afterwards. And like, it's a big, this is like, I think a very Catholic thing that you get the bulletin as kind of like as proof that you went to, like if you're like in a high school and stuff like that, it's like kind of like proof that you went.
Dude, that brings up like me and my sister. All right, my mom's going to kill me, but back in a day,
would you guys like just get them and then walk out?
Listen. So they would,
because I literally sent a picture to my mom, and then she's like, "Boys, where are yours?" Like, literally, no, we all live across the country.
We're from a time before you could just send text message pictures, well, yeah, and it'd be like cheap. So, we would go. They would, because it was Catholic church.
Yeah,
my mom's not Catholic anymore, which is crazy. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah,
but
I was about to ask, like, are you Catholic?
Well,
or
yeah,
what?
Technically I am Catholic, but like my mom remarried and now they're like Baptist and stuff. She just loves God, so
whatever,
way,
that's
like,
fine.
You know,
I mean,
so
yeah,
I
like
respect
we're,
it.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, back in the day, because it was Catholic church, you could go to church on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents would go on Sunday night, and then we'd be like, you know, because we wanted a party, we'd go out on Saturday night and be like, we'll just go on Sunday morning. And my friend lived like right down the street from our church, so me and my sister would like meet up like pretty hungover from partying or something like that, and just like get the bulletin like really quickly, just run in, grab a bulletin, run out.
Oh my
and then
God.
Go like sleep at my friend Jackson's place, like,
so that it was
hours.
Like you guys are gone, and then you're like, oh, we're home,
like,
wow, church was great,
grab the bulletin.
Okay, I'm so happy that other people do the bulletin thing.
Yeah it was funny that you said that, because that's exactly what I did, and I feel like I'm probably go to hell for it, but I mean, I did go to church a lot more than most kids. So
I mean, yeah, I actually went to church a decent amount in college too. Like, who was I?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
But
people
like,
call
it
like
I
worship
still,
now. Or
I stuff. Still, well, I still went to like Catholic Mass. I always went to Catholic Mass. Yeah, no, I can't do. I've tried to do like non-denominational.
Damn, we got
stuff.
11 ratings.
11?
They're all five stars.
That's because we're the best side. Right. Why are you acting so surprised?
Well, because we started a podcast, and like two, 3 months later, we're just like, here's another episode.
We've kept them waiting.
This is from Brother Brendan.
Okay, my friend Brendan,
okay.
Ray.
He goes, V's got the opinions that matter. So shout out Brother Brendan.
Woo!
That was cool. We got Proud Mama. I was not a fan of The Bachelor, but after listening to you guys, I definitely have to watch it. You did such a great job describing it all to the T. I feel like I know the girls already. Keep up this great job. You make a great team. Enhorabuena. Have a good time. So proud of my future bachelor. That has to be my mom, right?
It's your mom. And that's such like a mom review. I love it. That's so
pretty
cute.
Like, that was pretty good constructive criticism. Yeah. Or even though she gave me 5 stars. C-Money, this is Courtney. She's the homie. I just saw her today. What up?
I saw her today too.
My first podcast ever, and I'm so glad I chose this one. Bachelor Nation needed some true chatters, and Sign Veronica are stepping up well.
Ooh.
And then we have one that goes, "It's funny" by Cloppy Girl. I don't know what that means, but
that's probably my mom.
Like the host interaction with each other. Found myself laughing along. That was fake laughs. Those are real laughs. Let's see. A great podcast for the fans. If you like The Bachelor, you'll love this. So I guess we got to keep talking about The Bachelor. So shout out to TME1313.
Oh, that's my friend Taylor Marie.
Oh, Taylor Marie, what up? Pew, pew, pew.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, so we got some things. We're rated 5 stars on iTunes. So
turn the heck up,
yeah,
dude.
That would suck if somebody was like, 4 stars. This is a great podcast.
No, it would suck more if somebody gave us like a 1-star review, because then like our overall, our
someone
average,
should have given us a 1-star
our
review.
Our average will go down, and then everyone will see like that little breakdown, you know, that it shows like the stars, and they'll be like, what's this 1-star review? And they'll go to that first instead of seeing
We're good. So far, it seems like all of our listeners like feel like this.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every
Yeah, sorry if you guys are sick of that song, but I swear I've listened to it so much in the last
probably,
2 weeks. That and the Yodeling Kid, but
the Yodeling Kid, yeah. Honestly.
What else we got to talk about? I mean, we could wrap it up pretty. I don't want to like keep these dragged on for an hour if we don't have to. Good 40-minute talk.
No.
You know, each week we just talk about some, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, so what is a new good song that we were talking about playing?
Which one?
Ooh, what about Freaky Friday?
I love that song.
Even though it's not Friday yet, but...
It's not.
Okay, so Little Dicky.
Little Dicky is Little, hilarious.
Yeah, he, you know, is obviously became famous with his song, "Get Save That Money.
Save That Money.
Which is so funny, funny because, like, it was, like, he, the whole time in that video, he went, like, going around trying to not spend money on his music video.
Yeah, it's he's just, like, he's, like, kind of, like, satire rapper.
But he's actually a really good rapper.
But he's actually funny and actually good.
Yeah, so his video dropped for this song called Freaky Friday. And
it features Chris Brown.
Well, yeah, this song is like pretty much him and Chris Brown switching bodies.
And like, it's like they take...
Have you ever seen Freaky Friday?
Yeah, the movie, it like takes it from the movie.
Yeah, so we're going to play a little bit of it and party and dance along to it.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoy. Pretty much he turns into Chris Brown, then he turns into Ed Sheeran, and then DJ Khaled, and eventually Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner, I got a vagina.
I woke up Chris Breezy. Oh my God, I'm a man.
Okay, my friends who are still in college went to Vegas for their spring break and listened to this exclusively the entire time.
The whole time? I would too. Me and my friends have been talking about it. We watched Jumanji and we were like, I woke up in Jack Black.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I guess that is kind of like what happens in Jumanji.
It came out the same weekend. Well, actually, maybe we don't have to. Let's get it off my words. Which is cool because now he has a song featuring Ed Sheeran.
Wait, what the fuck?
And now I'm in Ed Sheeran's body. It's way less cool than being Chris Brown.
Yeah.
What the fuck again? I'm DJ Khaled.
Why am I yelling?
I'm Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. I got a vagina.
I'm gonna explore that right now. Shit, I got a vagina. Oh, I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna understand the inner workings of a woman.
Yeah, so you gotta watch. The video makes it way better, but
it's hilarious.
It's a good song. It gets me super hype.
It is. It's a fun song.
Well, it's cool because it's also produced by DJ Mustard, who's a very
Mustard on a beat. DJ Mustard.
Yep. And then also, ironically, it's also half, I think, co-produced by Benny Blanco. And Benny Blanco is actually the cousin of one of my late friends, JJ, from high school. So,
really? That's wild.
Yeah, he's 11. It's pretty crazy. But it's a whole talented bunch of people on that track. So check it out, Freaky Friday. I'm adding that to the Future Bachelor.
You got to add it. And, like, you really got to go watch the video.
Go watch the video.
Because it's so funny.
It's really good. So with that being said, this was, like, the new and
new
hopefully
vibe.
Improved new vibe podcast. You know, get that baby I love your way. Get that Freaky Friday. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Future Bachelor. I'm Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we do this.
we did it.
We did it. See y'all later.
Bye.
Peace.
Bachelor's Podcast.